Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. I am your host Tisha and I am glad to have you today with me. In this episode, I will talk about 5 things you can control in your life. So this list right here should be your ultimate wake-up call. So sit down and get comfortable because I am going to tell you the tricks no one can or ever have. I will break some delusions about life which are the barrier in your happiness and success. Life itself is a series of events which you encounter one after another and at last you die. Between the time you were born and you die, you have to deal with the things you can't control in life. If something isn't working out for you on this journey, there is just one person you can blame, and it's you. No one else is responsible for things you do or the choices you make in your life. It all depends on you. I know you face problems and it varies from situation to situation and person to person, but I think we all are capable to do the right thing. Somewhere, we all know what we are doing is wrong, but it's time for us to stand up and do the right thing. No matter how much it hurts or breaks you apart, you can't just sit back and cry out for your life. You can't just blame life for being hard on you because you actively made it that way. All the things that you are doing at present will sum up for the future. Even the hard work and the struggle you go through will give you the result, but at the right time. You need to keep working on it and don't think of giving up. Now it's time to burst that bubble we all are clinging on. Here are the top 5 things you can control in your life. The first thing you all must be aware of is your time and focus. Your clock is ticking every day you wake up. You got 16 hours every day to make your life better. The success you get in life is how well you manage the 24 hours every day. Believe it or not, we all are in control of what you choose to focus your time on and efforts on. If you keep on working hard towards your dream, you might achieve it before you even thought of. But if you are clinging on those harsh memories that are the barrier on your way to success, then you are definitely going to be stuck on it. The most incredible thing is how most people poorly choose to utilize their time and energy towards things that would yield no positive result of them. Just because it is easy for us to leave everything up to destiny doesn't mean you have to. There is no such thing as predetermined destiny, and I think you shouldn't even believe in it. Okay, just so you know, I was a big believer in destiny a long time before, but now I have learned that even if I'm not trying out, then destiny won't do anything. Destiny won't do anything good to me. If I am not working hard for my dreams, destiny won't give it to me without any hard work. If I am going to cling back on my bad relationship or my bad experience and not trying to move on from it, destiny won't help me move on from it. I need to do all these things myself and then only destiny could help me out. Life is made up of choices we make. Everything you do in life, you have certain option and you need to think of all the alternatives before you apply one. The people you look up to don't wait for things to happen to them. Instead, they choose to narrow down their focus and manage their time to reach at their specific goal. Add one day after another and you are already making progress. You have time on your hands and now focus it on what's important for you. The second thing is the expectations for your life. I feel like this is a tricky one because you didn't choose where you were born or the tools you began with. There are enough examples of successful people from all corners of the world who had managed to achieve their goals. How many success stories do you know who you would trade places with in an instant? But here is the question: how did they do it? They didn't stop after they were offered an initial help. They knew they wanted to do something for themselves and they had a straight vision out of it. They shifted their expectations of what their life should be like. The moment you expect your life as it is and settle into it, you walk yourself away from all the other alternatives. Instead, these people looked at it as their first stepping stone or something better. It's all up to you to realize that reality isn't negotiable and then you can make the most out of it. The third thing is how many hours you put in every single day. Every day you wake up and ask yourself, what's the one thing I can do today that would bring me closer to the life I have always dreamed of, and then proceed to just what is needed in that exact same moment. You have got the same hours in the day as everyone else. Some might make a good use out of it and use it to be the one step closer to their dream. Some might sit up on their couch with a packet of chips and continue watching their movie or overthink about the things that don't even need you are thinking on. All those successful people out there or someone who is your idol or role model are working in the hours you might be wasting on, and that's why they are there and where you want to be one day. Success doesn't just happen to you. You build it every single day. It's the small action you do every single day which would make a complete whole after a certain point. You need to put in time no matter what you want if you want to achieve progress. And the most important thing is consistency. You have to be consistent with all the things you do in your life. Stop looking for shortcuts. The sooner you realize that it would take you 10,000 hours to be really good at something, sooner you can start to take actions. It might sound like a lot, but it's going to take at least 5 years of constant work until you get what you want. Now, what you need to remember is this time will pass away, so you might as well position yourself correctly. The fourth thing is when or if you decide to quit. Whether you are going to quit or not is once again one of those things under your control. On your journey to success, you will encounter several hurdles, obstacles, and difficult times. But you are not the only one. Everyone has to go through them. But the difference between those who make it and those who don't is that the winners are never quitters. Winners never quit when time gets hard. Instead, they get better and work on themselves. They got more resilient. No matter what all obstacles life is throwing at them, they keep on finding a way to keep them pushing forward. Life is not politically correct. You don't get a participation trophy if you don't reach the end line. the real reward are waiting for those who make it to their own finish line. You don't have to give up on things you have always dreamed of since your childhood just because you are going through several hurdles. Lives keep on getting bumpy at every corner, but you need to keep on pushing yourself to go through every single time. Just like you don't stop driving after a speed breaker that comes in your way, you don't have to stop working hard for your dreams. It will eventually go away. Just focus on the things that require your time and energy. The fifth and the most important thing is your education. Education no longer means going to a fancy university. If you are watching this video right now, you have access to the largest library of knowledge that has ever existed. The lessons and things that you can learn by listening to any motivational speaker or the mantras of successful people can never be learned in your school or university. You can master any skill just with the help of that one device in front of you. Do you know how ridiculous that is? How big of an advantage this is for someone who is willing to educate themselves? The world has evolved to a point where you are no longer allowed to make excuses because no longer is the information reserved for only those who are willing to learn them. We all have access to YouTube and we can learn things that no one can teach us. There are channels like ours that would break down the true reality of the world and things you would never encounter in your life. There are certain things in life that you can't learn from books, and those things can learn from the experience. Of course, I'm not saying that books are not important and they are not of any use, but the thing that I'm trying to tell here is all those things that you learn from books are not important, like the trigonometry. It's of no use to you in the future. All that will help you to become successful is the experience that you will get once you are out of your comfort zone and go out on roads and learn from there. When you are going through every other street in search of getting work or developing a new idea for your business is what will give you the real life exposure. That's when you will learn the harsh reality of the world. You can even learn things about successful people from a book and know how they had dealt with it and make no mistakes out of it. You can just learn things online if you just put in the time. You need to stop making excuses and find a way to gain knowledge from wherever you can. Life is more about managing yourself rather than memorizing all the formulas you did back in your school days. If you are willing to read more and more things, go and listen to the audiobooks. Try to gather as much information as you can. It might not help you right now, but trust me, it's going to help you in the future. So, Thoughtscapers, here we come to an end for this episode. I hope that you loved this episode and make sure to hit the follow button so you never miss on an episode. Be ready for more exciting topics for this week. Till then, take care. Bye-bye.